So this afternoon, I'd like to continue our exploration of metta practice and this ever-widening circle of beings that we include in our intention of goodwill, of well-being and care. And yesterday, Monica beautifully introduced the neutral person to us. So somebody that we're aware of, but we don't really have any strong feelings towards, either of like or dislike, somebody who we tend to overlook in our life. And today we're going to introduce another category, what we call the difficult relationship. And just as I say that, notice, where does your mind go? Does it go automatically to that most challenging relationship in your life where there's a lot of history, a lot of heat? And if it does, just to really put that aside, put that down. Again, this principle of the easy in the difficult. So what we're interested here as part of the practice is to actually bring to mind a relationship where there is actually some degree and foundation of friendliness, of fondness, but something relatively minor has happened that's created a niggle, a bit of friction in the relationship. So there's now some sense of difficulty between the two of you. And to really take care that, you know, you're actually choosing a relationship where you feel you can open out beyond that niggle to actually connect with and bring that intention of well-being, that intention of goodwill, that intention of well-wishing. So what we might notice when we actually have difficulties in a relationship with a person is this contraction happens again. We tend to limit the relationship or limit the person to actually the difficulty, and we lose that context of the wider relationship or the whole person. So what can really help when we approach this category, again as we did with the neutral and reflecting, is to actually reflect a bit on the relationship or reflect on the person. So we might reflect on the relationship and recollect its place and value in our lives, maybe how it has nourished us in the past. And actually that desire in the heart to actually heal the difficulty and again be in a relationship where there's much more of that sense of nourishment and well-being and connection. Or we might also reflect on the person themselves. How, just like us, they want to be happy and well. They have the potential for peace, love and understanding. But also we can start to reflect a bit and bring the flavor of compassion in here. Just like us, they experience dukkha. And just like us, they contract around that, they react, and that can create difficulty in the world. So we can have that flavor of compassion as well to open up again to that sense of the whole person. And it's important when we start to work in this territory that we, in a sense, slightly separate the person from behavior. So we're not, if what has happened is something minor, but it's still in a sense received as harmful, we're not condoning the behavior. What we're actually saying is we want to actually meet you with this well-wishing, with this intention of goodwill in the midst of that difficulty. That actually what we're interested in is actually opening the heart and freeing the heart. So, just to say a little bit more about the practice in general. Again, I'm going to start today with self-metta and then open to friend and out from that. But again, giving yourself the permission, if you find it easier to start with a friend or a benefactor and then move to self-metta, do that. You don't need to follow how I'm doing it. You can really give yourself the permission to find what works for you and to follow that. And in a similar vein, to really follow your rhythm, your pace with this. So if I'm moving from one category to another, and you feel it would actually really benefit you, really supportive, to stay with that category for a longer or for the rest of the meditation, then again, giving yourself the permission to do that. To spend a whole meditation period doing self-metta that really nourishes and really brings a sense of well-being and really opens out the being is a practice well spent. So not bringing in those shoulds that I should be moving on or I should be doing this, but really tuning into what nourishes and what supports. So before we start the practice again, auditioning who we might want to have as our difficult relationship, just taking a bit of time so that we don't, when the category comes, automatically jump to something which may be, you know, a bit more difficult to work with. Just take a bit of time to reflect for a moment on that person who there is some difficulty with, but it's minor. You feel you're able to open out beyond it and actually connect with them and feel a sense or cultivate a sense of well-wishing, a sense of goodwill towards them. So again, the invitation is to find a comfortable posture. Where the alignment of the body, the uprightness, supports a sense of alertness, of wakefulness. While at the same time invites a relaxation and ease into the body and mind. And using the contact points, body, breath, sounds, just to gather and bring together the body-mind, that sense of unifying, of settling into the moment. And tuning into the intention to meet your body, your mind, the moment, however it's manifesting, with metta, with goodwill, well-wishing, kindness, with care. And this intention itself is an act of self-metta, of self-care. And bringing a sense of this person we call me to mind. Noticing how you receive yourself when you bring yourself to mind. and using images or the somatic felt sense or the phrases to just cultivate this sense of metta towards oneself. Aware that you are both the giver of metta, but also the receiver of metta. So as we cultivate, we also open to receiving, to allowing. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. And as you drop the phrases into the body and mind, tuning into how it resonates in the body, but also allowing the space to receive, to open to that heartfelt wish for your own well-being. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. If it feels appropriate, letting go of that sense of me. Just settling into the felt experience of the moment. And when you're ready, bring into mind a good friend or benefactor. This intention to meet them with metta. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And again, if it feels appropriate, letting go of this sense of the good friend, of the benefactor. And just taking a moment to tune into how it feels in the body-mind at the moment. Any sense of well-being. And when you're ready, bring into mind a neutral person. So somebody you're aware of, but who, in a sense, you overlook. You're not really aware of them in terms of them as a person, a real full person. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And if it helps, you might reflect on our common humanity. How they too just want to be happy and well. How they too have the potential to embody peace, love and understanding in their life. So letting go of this sense of the neutral person. Coming back to center. And when you're ready, inviting in the felt sense, the image, of the easy, difficult relationship. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And if it helps, you might reflect on how this person too experiences dukkha, the push-pull of tanha, and reacts out of that, bringing a flavor of compassion. And letting go of the sense of the difficult relationship. Just tuning in to that intention of goodwill, of metta. And then imagine yourself pulling back a curtain in front of you, allowing the heart light of that goodwill, that metta, just to radiate out in front of you into the world. Allowing that radiation just to move in its own way, no need to push or demand. Pulling back a curtain to your right, allowing it to radiate out to the right of you. Touching life with care, with an intention of goodwill. Curtain behind you pulled back, this intention moving out behind you into the world, just radiating, touching life without preference. The curtain to your left pulled back, so that intention now radiates out to the left of you. And so above, and below. Metta just radiating out into the world. And for the last few moments, just coming back to the felt sense of being here, connecting with any sense of well-being. An attitude of metta towards your experience.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.